This morning we continue a series called Recalibrate, and we're going through a statement of faith, and we talked about Trinity, we talked about God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and last Sunday Pastor Sergi, a guest visitor, pastor who was with us, he shared such a powerful message about a ministry of the Holy Spirit. And today I want to talk to you about the Bible, about the Word of God, and what it is and what it means for us. And I believe you're going to be blessed by the message. As I was preparing this message, I came upon a story of a young man named Sam who was being questioned by the board of elders in his church if he's ready to be water baptized. Let me read you the story. So one of the elders asking him, says, "Sam, what part of the Bible do you like best?" "Well, sir, I like the New Testament best." "What book of the New Testament?" "What book, sir?" "What book?" "I think the book of parables." "Would you kindly relate one of those parables to this council?" Poor Sam was up against it, but he tried his best. He said, "Once upon a time, man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves. And the thorns grew up and choked that man, and he went on, and he didn't have no money, and he met the Queen of Sheba, and she gave that man, sir, 1,000 talents of gold and silver, and 100 changes of raiments. And when he was driving along under a big tree, his hair got caught in a limb, and left him hanging there. Yes, sir, and he hung there many days and many nights, and the ravens brought him food to eat and water to drink. And one night while he was hanging there asleep, his wife Delilah came along and cut his hair off, and he dropped and fell on stony ground, and it began to rain. And it rained 40 days and 40 nights, and he hid himself in the cave. And the man went out into the highways and byways and compelled him to come in. He went on and came to Jerusalem. He seen Queen Jezebel sitting high up in the window, and when she saw him, she laughed at him. And he said, 'Throw her down out of there,' and they threw her down. And he said, 'Throw her down again,' and they threw her down again, 70 times 7. And the fragments they picked up was 12 baskets full. Now, whose wife will she be in the days of judgment?" This boy got a good knowledge of the Bible, eh? Once I was questioning some of our kids to tell the Bible stories, and it was not quite that, but it was very similar. I want to talk to you about the Word of God this morning. And the Word of God is powerful. It's life-changing. It's really everything we live by. And a few scriptures I want to share with you. And I want to talk to you about the power of God's Word. And I want to talk to you how the Word of God is a 100% inspired Word of God. I want to talk to you about how the Bible is inerrant Word of God, and how Bible is authority on every topic of our life. So let's turn together to some scriptures this morning. First scripture I have for you is found in the book of Hebrews. Remember, we're still diving back to the book of Hebrews over and over again. And it's found in chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. Actually, entire chapter 4 talks about being obedient to the Word of God. It gives an example how the people in the Old Testament, even after Moses, the people who left Egypt, he said there was many people who came out of the Egypt. But it says they all died in the wilderness. And he gives one reason, because of their disobedience. And he gives another example there. And this is how chapter ends. He says, "Therefore," verse 11, "therefore let us be diligent to enter that rest, so that no one will fall through following the same example of disobedience. For the Word of God is living and active, and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, both of joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart." Second scripture I have for you is 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy is the last letter the Apostle Paul wrote. It was basically written in his jail cell. He's writing to one of the most faithful disciples, and he gives his final instructions to him. 2 Timothy 3:14 through 17, he says, "You, however, continue in the things you have learned and became convinced of, knowing from whom you have received them, and that from childhood you have known the sacred writings which were able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. Father, we invite Your presence this morning. I pray, Holy Spirit, as we look into the Word, that the Word of God will become alive to us this morning in Jesus' name. I pray that You speak to us. We declare that the Word of God shall fall upon the good soil of our hearts and produce fruit for the glory of God. I pray that You open our hearts to receive the Word and that will give us ears to hear, Father, what You have to say. I pray, God, that You cause us to hunger after the Word of God. I pray that our life will grow and deepen and will become more mature because of Your Word and Your presence. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. Word of God. There is no more powerful book that was ever written. There was no more impacting book. There was no more bestseller book than the Bible. And as we look at a Bible kind of from the vantage point of thousands of years after it was written, we have to look back and see the power of it. And also we look back and see the amazing way Holy Spirit worked through over 40 different people, over 1,600 years, to put the story of God's redemption and God's work in man. And we get to see the full picture, and that's amazing and it's powerful. I want to share, as I mentioned, three things about the Bible this morning. First, I want to share to you about the Bible being inspired Word of God. We read in 2 Timothy, Apostle Paul writes, he says the following, that all Scripture literally means God breathed. What he meant by it is the following, is that the entire Scripture, the entire Bible, every writer that was writing it, was writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. What it means, the Holy Spirit used those people. He used their personality. He used their writing style. He used their context. Yet every word that they wrote was God-breathed, was literally spoken to them by Holy Spirit, to report what God has done or God's plan of redemption. And whatever they wrote was God-inspired. Not just the ideas of the Bible God-inspired, but every word of God is inspired. So when you and I pick up the Bible, we're not just reading some historical account. We're not just reading the random collection of stories and allegories and parables. You're reading God-breathed Word of God. And as Pastor Sergio mentioned last Sunday, as when those people who are writing the Bible, they're filled with the Holy Spirit. They're in a state of being filled with the Holy Spirit. When you and I, when we dive into the Scripture, when we begin to study the Bible, when we begin to read the Bible on a daily basis, you and I, we receive the same revelation, we receive the same anointing, the same presence of God that's available to us through the Bible. Bible is God-breathed. Listen, Bible is a living book. It's not a dead book. It's not just an account of somebody. It's living. It changes lives. I remember when my dad, when Soviet Union fell apart, as you know, I grew up in Ukraine, and my dad, he had a heart for missions. And as soon as there was a little bit of freedom to travel and preach the gospel, he went with his brother, and they went to preach in prisons. And they went to Far East Russia, and they began to pray. And one of the prisons they got invited to was actually a political prisoner. There was a lot of these people who fell out of favor with Communist Party. Most of them were some kind of government officials before. And as they began to preach the gospel, they opened up the Bible. They saw these men, their tears just going down their cheeks because they've never heard the Bible. They've never seen the Bible. And one of them came up to my dad and says, "Listen, I've never seen this book. And I never heard anything of the book." And he said, we tried so many things with our communist agenda to change people, but I've seen that this book changes the hearts of man." Listen, that's the presence of God. Word of God is God breathed. Every word on Scripture is fully inspired by God. It is 100% the will of God for our lives. And every answer that we need in life is found in the Bible. Amen? Bible is God breathed. Second thing I want to share with you about the Bible is inerrant. Inerrant because it is inspired of God. We believe it has no errors in its original writings. There was no errors. Now, you're asking me, "Well, Pastor, what about those contradictions?" Because a lot of people like to talk about contradictions of the Bible. Listen, if you actually go and study some of these contradictions, you realize that most of them, it's actually a spelling or grammatic errors that probably could be contributed to some of the translations that people made over the years. And really none of them changed the essence of the story. And absolutely none of them changed any of the doctrines of the Bible. We believe that Bible is 100% error-free in its original writings. And if you study the Bible, you know, people spent centuries, especially 19th century was a century of a higher criticism, they called it. And there's a lot of scholars with these big theological heads, and they spent an entire century trying to pick a Bible apart and find errors, and then came early 20th century when there was so many archaeological discoveries, and most of those arguments were made empty because we continue to dig, we continue to find confirmations that the Bible is true, that the Bible is 100% accurate and error-free. You know, you don't have to go far, you can go to a local museum. Just a few months ago we went, University of Chicago has a great museum, it's called Oriental Museum of Chicago. You can go there, it's free, and there is actually this stone. It's not a tablet, it's like a stone round roll. And it has an account of kings of Assyria actually telling the same story. The Bible talks about how angel of God destroyed thousands of armies of Assyria. And this is an account from Assyrians reporting the same story. Comes from people who have no interest in the Bible. Actually comes from people who are enemies of people of God. Yet they are retelling the same story that you and I are reading on the pages of Scriptures. Bible is inerrant. Bible, because God cannot make mistakes, Bible is inerrant. And listen, the amazing unity of the Bible is that it was written over 1600 years from almost 40 different people. And there were people who were kings who wrote it, like David and Solomon. There were people who are farmers. There are people who are fishermen. There are people who are scholars. They came from every walk of life. They came from different backgrounds. Yet they tell together the story of God's work in humanity. And when you and I, when we look at the Bible and read the Scriptures, We are reading the very words of God. You're not reading just somebody's account of the Word of God. You're reading God-breathed, inspired, inerrant Word of God. And that's why we take Bible seriously. That's why Bible is not a suggestion. Bible is the final authority. That's why when you read the Bible, it feeds your soul. Bible says that not by bread alone a man shall live. But by what? By every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Do you know that your spiritual walk can never be greater than your habit of reading the Bible? I mean, I'm sorry to say that, but there is really no other. It's very simple, but it's that simple, but it's that powerful. You can never grow deeper than your study of the Bible, the knowledge of the Bible. You know, I praise God for encouraging verse of the day, but that's not enough. That's simply not enough. And a lot of people live, you know, they wake up in the morning and their phone app is encouraging verse of the day. They read it and they feel great, right? Oh, praise God. God gave me, I'm okay for today. No, you're not. It's kind of like trying to live on the crumbs every day. See how far you'll get. And you see, there's a lot of people right now becoming very popular. A lot of people who used to be Christian leaders or pastors. And they coming out and say, you know, I'm actually not a believer. And when you dig deeper into their life, you start realizing that at some point these people, we stopped accepting this as 100% God-breathed, inerrant Word of God. Listen, when something else is more important, when something else is greater authority than the Bible, you're already going to shaky ground. And we accept the Bible as true. We believe the Bible as true because it is revealed by God, because Word of God testifies that by itself. That's why Apostle Paul said to Timothy, you need to preach the Word in season and out of season. He says this Word is able to correct and reprove. And it's able to make people of God grow up in maturity to be ready for every good work. Word of God can do that. And listen, just like medicine that stays in your medicine cabinet without ever taking it, not going to help you. Same way the Bible, not going to help you unless you read it. unless you dive into it. You know, I've met people who they say, you know, Pastor, I put a Bible under my pillow when I sleep. And they think it somehow helps. And we met a lady who came to visit our church. She actually had a Bible taped to her neck. She was walking around with a Bible taped to her neck. You know, people do a lot of crazy things with the Bible. Can I give you just one simple thing you can do with the Bible that will better than all of that? Just read it. Just simply read it. Open up and read it. And don't just read it in some kind of dogmatic way, you know. And just open up. There's a lot of great Bible plans you can open up and that help you read. But the point, whatever helps you read, just use that to help you read. No, I'm a more of a listener. I mostly read my Bible by listening to it. And there's a lot of great Bible apps that help you listen to it. Listen, whatever excuse you have, we need to throw it out. We need to consume the Word of God. Because when I receive the Word of God, I receive the life within me. My soul is being fed, and my spirit is being fed, and my faith is strengthened. The Bible says the faith comes from hearing, and hearing comes from what? From the Word of God. If your faith is shaky, you have to go back to the Bible. It's just that simple. You have to go back to receiving the Bible and receiving it by faith. Is there something you don't agree with? We're going to have to surrender that. We're going to receive it by faith because that's the Word of God. I might not like it. I might not agree with it. But that makes no difference. That's the Word of God. It is 100% God inspired. It is inerrant, revealed Word of God to you and to me. Amen. Last thing I want to share with you, because our time is running out this morning, is the Bible is not only inspired. It's not only inerrant. The Bible is authoritative. Well, what I mean by that is the Bible is the final authority. It has the final say on every walk of life. It has the final say on how we live and how we have our families. It says, it teaches us everything, and it is the final authority. It's only even the final authority on the matters of life. And if you actually study it, it has greater revelations about science, about universe, about how God created everything, how everything operates. He has the final say. And listen, to this day, you can't find a scientific contradiction with the Bible. If you study it deep enough, you realize the Bible is true. Amen? There's a lot of people who try to disprove it. There are a lot of people who try to come with these big, big things to disprove the Bible and comes to nothing. And listen, the more you study it, the more you read it, the more you consume it, the more it becomes alive in you. And again, Bible doesn't help unless you read it. Bible is full of instructions. Bible is full of promises. You know, Bible is like antiseptic to our life. When you go through life and you pick up these germs and you pick up these viruses around that get you sick, the same thing with our spirit. When you live your life, there's a lot of things out there in the world that can make our heart, our spirit sick. And when I come back to the Word of God, oh, there's a lot of lies out there about life, about God, about everything. But we have to come back to the Word of God. And the Bible says to be washed with the washing of the Word. It's not what some expert said about life that matters. It's what the Word of God says that matters. Amen? It's not what somebody says about me that matters. It's what the Word of God says about me that matters. And at the end of the day, this is your final authority. Listen, I love how God speaks to us. Pastor Sergio again mentioned last Sunday how God speaks to us so often through prophetic words, through revelation, through just giving you just this strong desire in your spirit. God can speak to you through other people. God can speak to you through circumstances. But God also speaks to us through the Bible. And He actually desires to speak to you through the Bible. That's why, you know, when you read it, you don't read it for information. You read it for revelation. Amen? And there's a very different way of reading it. No, I remember somebody was telling me, Pastor, I don't read the Bible because after I read it, I don't remember anything. Listen, do you remember what you ate Wednesday for lunch? I mean, maybe one of you will remember. Most of us don't, right? It's not the point. The point is when you read it, when you consume it, it feeds your soul. And yes, there'll be some revelations that they will stick out to you, and you maybe journal them and you write them out, and they will kind of continue to feed them. Or maybe it'll be just something food for the day, but it will feed your soul. And when I don't read the Word of God, when we stay away from it, our soul began to starve. And when we're starving, listen, devil has a lot of substitutes that sound really delicious. And unless my mind is sanctified, unless my heart is washed by the washing of the Word, I'm susceptible to all types of lies and all types of deceptions, and my life is standing on a shaky ground. Bible is authoritative. It is the final authority. You know what's also interesting in the Bible? There's a lot of people who read the Bible, but they don't listen to it. And Jesus talked a lot about it. Remember, He said, there's these two men. And He said, the person who listens to the Word of God, who reads it and obeys it, is like a man who built his house on the rock. And the storms came and the winds blew, and what? That house withstood. But it says there is people who read the Word and it just, they don't follow it. It says it's like building your house on the sand. You know, I grew up in a church where people took pride in knowing the Bible. And we used to have something like a Bible bee, and a lot of people would, you know, you'll be really praised if you knew some obscure fact of the Bible. You know, how many sons did Zechariah out of this book had, and somebody knew it, and everybody thought, oh, wow, that's a huge expert of the Bible. But listen, it's not about information that you need to know. It's how does it feed your soul. Amen. You know, I used to read the Bible. I used to follow Bible plan, and I encourage people to use Bible plan. It helps you out. But you know what? Sometimes the danger of Bible plan is that you read these three chapters. There's a check mark, right? I did it. Praise God. I kind of did it half asleep, half tired, kind of came here, came out there, and it doesn't matter. And sometimes you open the Bible and you just begin to read a verse and you can't move past that, right? And you go back and read it again because something out of those words jumped at you. And it begins to feed your soul. It begins to feed your spirit. Listen, don't be in a hurry just to go through the rest of it so you can have a check mark for the day. I mean, the world will not end if you don't read three chapters a day. But listen, it's good to read three chapters. Well, it's good to read 10 chapters, what I'm saying, but get something for that day. Don't just read it out of because you have to read it. You know, and if you read Bible for the year, which is a great habit to do, and sometimes around February, you know, you get stuck on Leviticus, right? You get stuck with a lot of those genealogies. You know, can I just remove guilt from you? Feel free to skip them. It's okay. I mean, how many years, I remember, I came out of January, I'm going to read like the Bible five times this year, and you hit February, and then you hit Leviticus, and you kind of get stuck there, and you kind of like stop. You know, it's just because there's a lot of names, a lot of accounts, it's okay to skip those. Listen, it's okay. God's not mad at you for skipping those. I mean, I believe everybody should read the entire Bible at least a few times in their lifetime. But when you're reading the Bible to feed your soul, don't go to the genealogies. Go to something that will feed you. Amen? And sometimes it's simple as opening, waking up and saying, God, what should I go and read today? You can ask God these questions. Amen? He speaks to us. You can listen in your spirit to what God has to say for you. And sometimes God will lead you to read in your Bible plan, or He can read you to a totally different chapter, a totally different book. I remember used to just being reading the same book over and over and over again because God was doing something there. He's doing something in my heart, and don't move on because you have your plan. Stay there because God is doing something. Amen. Remember, the Bible is the living Word of God. It is inerrant. It is inspired. It is authoritative. And listen, when Bible teaches us, when Bible speaks to us, God wants us to obey. Amen? There's a good old-fashioned word that's not really popular. It's called obedience. And listen, my maturity and your spiritual maturity can never be bigger than obedience. You know, I remember reading this social media post about somebody who posted some announcement, and I don't remember details, but I'll retell it in my own words. But it was announced, let's say it's announced about a food truck who's going to be selling tacos, you know, on the corner of Canal and Roosevelt, let's say in Chicago, Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And when you look at the questions that follow in comments, you know what the questions are, which tells you a lot about human nature. Hey, where are you guys going to be there? Or what time are you going to be there? And somebody just replied, read instructions. Hey, what day of the week are you guys showing up? Somebody says, read instructions. Hey, are you guys serving pasta? Hello, it's a Mexican taco stand? Somebody says, just read the announcements. But listen, that's the human nature. You know what we do so many times? We read the Bible, and it's very plainly speaking into our lives, but then we say, God, you know, I just need you to, you know, I've had people come up and say, hey, you know, I know Bible teaches that you should not live with your girlfriend, but I prayed about it, and I think God said it's okay. No, He didn't. Go back to instructions. I remember when somebody said, hey, you know, I prayed and I think God is okay with me getting divorced. No, He didn't. Go back to the Bible. Listen, God speaks to us by different means, but God will never contradict the written, revealed Word of God. And human nature is to, you know, is to ignore the plain, the revealed, and try to find something that's kind of helps me live in my brokenness or my sin and somehow figure out a way for God to be okay with that. And sometimes, you know, we wonder, God, you know, God, speak to me. You know, a lot of, I believe all of us should thrive to hear the Word of God. Whether it's through the Bible, whether it's in our heart, whether it's audible through prophecies, we all should seek to be led by the Holy Spirit and hear the voice of God. But so often, I fear that when we ask God a question, He doesn't answer because it is already answered in the Scripture. Amen? And if I refuse to study the Scripture, and I just want God to tell me personally, you know, listen, it's right here. Go back to the Bible. And church, I pray that God causes our hearts to be hungry for the Word of God. That you rediscover this book. That you pull it out of your shelf or open it up on your phone. It makes no difference. And you get into a habit of regularly consuming the Word of God. Let it feed you. So listen, it will change your life. It will ground you. It will establish you. It will give you maturity. It will give you wisdom. It will give you discernment. Spirit of God, you'll notice how when you sometimes you read something, it seems like nothing jumps at you, but then you go through a difficult situation and Spirit of God begins to bring you to remembrance. That verse you read this morning or yesterday, you read it, all of a sudden Spirit of God brings it to your mind. That's Holy Spirit working. Listen, He's working to make this Word of God and make it alive in your spirit. Amen. And that's the work of the Holy Spirit. Listen, He makes the Word alive. He takes the written Word. You know, there is in the Word in the Bible, there's a Greek word called logos, which is for the Word of God. And then there's another word called rhema. And rhema is the revealed Word of God. And rhema is Holy Spirit taking the written Word of God and applying it into your specific situation. And when you read the story of the Bible, it might have nothing to do with you. But all of a sudden, the Spirit of God takes us and says, listen, this is how God deals with His people, and this is how He's going to help you. That's revelation. That's rhema. And you can take that, and you can go with that, and you can live with that. Now listen, Bible is filled with hundreds and hundreds of promises for your every life. Amen? And when I go through difficulty, when I go through a difficult season, you go to the Bible, you find the verse, and you begin to pray that. You know, one of my Bible professors taught me to pray through the Bible. One of the most powerful ways you can pray is pray the Word of God. When you pick up the promise of God, listen, you might be dealing, let's say you lost a job. And you pick up the promise of the Bible that my God will supply all my needs according to His riches and glory. So when I come to the presence of God, I'm not only to say, God, I need a job. God, I know I take the promise of the Word of God and say, God, You have promised to supply my every need. You said in Your Word that You take care of the birds of the field. How much more will You take care of me? God, You have promised, and I come claiming that promise. Listen, when you pray like that, it begins to build your faith because, listen, your faith comes from hearing the Word of God. Amen? Our faith is not built because we cry, we get also frustrated. Your faith gets built when you pick up the Word of God and you begin to pray it, when you begin to apply it, when I begin to obey it and follow its instructions. it will change the course of my life. Amen. Listen, the Word of God is 100% inspired, revealed Word of God. It's inerrant and it's authoritative. Yes, it's a final authority in every question in life. It's not what's legal. It's what Bible teaches what matters. Amen. And listen, you will do well to listen to it. You will do well to read it. And you can talk about so many ways how Bible is put together and the manuscripts of the Bible. And there is so many great resources on that. But listen, number one, if you can take one thing out of this message, is just read it. Just open it and read it. Now, so often people argue about the Bible, but they don't read the Bible. Just read it. Read it for yourself. Read it daily. You know, you don't have to read 10 chapters if you can't, praise God. Even if you take a chapter a day, but read it regularly. Every day, allow the Spirit of God to take this written Word of God and feed your soul. And listen, you will change your life. It will change your family. It will change your career. It will change everything you do because this is the Word of God. Amen. Let's be on our feet. We're going to pray. Father, we thank You for speaking to us. We thank You that You're a God who is alive. We thank You that You're a God who speaks to us, God, who desires to communicate with us, God. And I pray right now, as we go back to the simple foundation of living our life with You, God, and what it means for us, God, on a daily basis. And I pray, God, that You'll give us again a hunger for the Word of God. I pray in Jesus' name that every one of us, Father, will commit ourselves to studying, to going deep into the Word of God, Father, that we'll have an open mind and open heart, God, that we will receive and submit ourselves, God, under the authority of the Word of God. And if there is something I don't agree, if there is something I don't understand, I will come, Lord, with a heart of surrender, God, knowing that I'm a man and You are God and You know best. And Father, it's not ignorance. Obedience is the best way to follow after You, God. And it's the best way to live a blessed life. And I pray, Father, that You bless everyone here today, Lord. May Your Spirit, may Your presence, may Your life flow through them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, church. There is fellowship in the refreshment fellowship hall. Be blessed.
Not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me.